This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Let's take a look at the latest in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell as we wrap up of Friday. It's the 14th of April, 2023. And this is a summary of those events that were seen in the courtroom earlier today. Full trial audio coming to you as soon as we get it from the court. Let's take a listen to this.
Zulema Pastings, a close friend of Lori Vallow, testified about her experiences and interactions with the main players in the ongoing trial. The revelations made during the testimony left the courtroom in shock. Zulema began by describing her relationship with Alex Cox, Lori's brother, and how they got to know each other. She stated that Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow encouraged their relationship, claiming that a man and a woman should always be together because they are stronger as a unit. Zulema and Alex eventually married in Las Vegas on December 1, 2019. Throughout her testimony, Zulema provided details of various unsettling conversations with Lori, who claimed that her children, Ty Lee and JJ, were being attacked by demons. Lori even went as far as to say that Ty Lee's service dog, Bailey, was being possessed by evil spirits and sold the dog after her husband Charles' death. Zulema described her visit to Rexburg in September, where she met Lori, Chad, and JJ, but did not see Ty Lee. When she inquired about Ty Lee's whereabouts, Lori ominously told her she had to be freed and warned Zulema not to ask any further questions. During her stay in Rexburg, Zulema testified that Chad and Lori were aggressively trying to convince her to move there. Chad asked her to send a text inviting him to speak at an event as an excuse to be with Lori. At the time, Chad's wife, Tammy, was still alive. The courtroom listened intently as Zulema recounted the series of events that occurred after Tammy's death. She testified about a blessing Chad had given her, claiming that the Savior was standing right next to him, telling her that all her sins were forgiven and that it was time for her to leave Babylon and move to Rexburg. Zulema also mentioned a phone call she had with Melanie Gibb, a friend who claimed to have been deceived by Chad and Lori. Melanie told Zulema that Chad and Lori had asked her to lie for them and that they were doing something wrong. As the story unfolded, Zulema detailed her last interactions with Alex before his death. She confronted him about Tammy's death and the whereabouts of Lori and Chad, but he remained evasive, only saying, "Either I am a man of God or I am not." Alex died the next day. The tension in the courtroom rose as Zulema revealed that Chad and Lori had told Alex that Tammy's body was being exhumed. Zulema was left confused as to why this would be happening if Tammy had died of natural causes. She also admitted to not knowing that the police were looking for JJ and Ty Lee until after Alex's death. The testimony concluded with Zulema's account of her frustration with Alex's refusal to provide information about the situation. She repeatedly asked him about his involvement in Tammy's death and the children's disappearance, but received no clear answers. Zulema explained that Chad and Lori taught her about casting out evil spirits, as Jesus did in his time. Their rituals were based on a handwritten chart that listed biblical scriptures and involved a series of steps, including burning around the body to prevent another demon from entering. She insisted that the burning was done spiritually and verbally during the casting and had nothing to do with physical burning. The witness further recounted how Chad and Lori had made her feel very special and bestowed upon her personal blessings. Zulema had been ordained to the Church of the Firstborn, and her views on casting and light work had changed since meeting the defendants. She now considered their work to be evil, as it directly tied to the deaths of the children and the spouse. As the tweets continued, it became evident that Chad and Lori had manipulated the beliefs of Zulema and others, including Alex, who had taken his role as Lori's protector very seriously. Chad had given Alex the mission to protect Lori during a blessing, and Alex believed everything Lori said, including the idea that the deceased children would come back in another form. The courtroom was shown pages from Zulema's journal, which detailed the light and dark rating scale for people, with higher numbers indicating a stronger presence of light or darkness. Lori's family members were assigned ratings, and it was revealed that JJ's body had been bound with duct tape while Ty Lee's body had been burned, suggesting a connection to the rituals taught by Chad and Lori. During the trial, Zulema admitted that she believed Chad and Lori's teachings about multiple creations and worlds, each with a Satan and a savior. According to them, when a person dies, there is a 2-minute window for a demon to take over the body, while the original spirit goes into limbo, waiting for the body to be laid to rest. This belief drove the twisted rituals that led to the tragic deaths in question. As the tweets chronicled the increasingly disturbing revelations, the atmosphere in the courtroom grew heavier. The trial exposed the manipulative and sinister beliefs that Chad and Lori held, and how they had used these beliefs to exert control over their followers. The harrowing testimony of Zulema provided a glimpse into the dark world they had created, leaving the jury with the difficult task of determining their fate.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Did you wrap your mind around all of that? Are you good now? Does it all make sense? When people dig themselves into such deep holes of madness, it's very hard to get out, as you can tell. Keep it here for all the trial coverage, including courtroom audio. We bring it to you as soon as we get it from the court. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.